I'm Deepak Chopra. This is Daily Breath. How do you know which of your intentions is likely to be fulfilled? The answer lies in paying attention to the clues provided by the non-local mind. Intention cannot be pushed or forced or bullied. Think of planting a seed into the ground, and if you're a good gardener, you don't force this seed to grow. All you do is you give it the right nutrients, put it in the right ecosystem, and give it attention by watering every day. Nor do you dig the ground every day to see how the seed is doing. You don't interfere. You don't push. You don't force. So intention is a seed in consciousness, spirit, and it contains the means for its own fulfillment. In every seed is the promise of thousands of forests. Intention creates coincidences, coinciding, synchronicity, synchronistic space-time events linked a-causally, without cause, through the power of intention. Intention orchestrates all the creativity in the universe, ultimately, but it's not your personal intention. Universal intention for evolution. Intention gives us the capability to create positive changes in our lives. Intention provides opportunities, but you still need to act when the opportunity is provided. That's what is meant by the expression, good luck is opportunity meeting preparedness. So good luck, coincidence, synchronicity, synchrodestiny, spontaneous fulfillment of desire, the state of grace, prayers being answered, all mean the same thing in the deeper reality. This is because the universe is alive and conscious and responds to our intention when we have an intimate relationship with our deepest self, which is also the self of the universe, and see it not as separate, but as our extended body. Join me tomorrow for Friday meditation.